There is a word that when we learn Chumash, or when we hear the Leini in Shul, we've heard many times so far in Chumash, the Shem Hashem, Adonai, from almost the very beginning of the Chumash. It's all over the place. Every time he says Yudke Vavke, that's how we pronounce it. But Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the actual word, does not appear till this week's Parsha, when Avram Avinu calls Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Yudke Vavke, which we pronounce Adoshem Elokim. And the Medrash says that the uniqueness of Avram Avinu is there's no one in the whole universe who called Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Adonai until Avram Avinu. Even though Noach called him Yudke Vavke, and that's how we read it, but that's not what he really said. That's just how we read it nowadays. What's the great uniqueness of Avram Avinu, meaning it's obviously Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, is less holy than really Yudke Vavke, right? Because Yudke Vavke is too holy for us to pronounce, so instead we just say, we just pronounce it as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But Noach already said Yudke Vavke, and we know that Malki Tzedek was Kohen Lekel Elyo. Okay, he didn't say Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the highest God, and Yudke Vavke, and Elokim. There's lots. What's unique about Avram that he was the first person who called Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? So there's many levels of Amkus, but on a very, very poshut level, there's a fundamental difference. Just ask any grammarian, ask anyone who knows basic 9th grade Hebrew, and there's a very big difference. One is possessive, right? And one is not. Yudke Vavke is an objective description of Hashem, so we know. Halacha l'maisa. Machlokes, what does it mean? Does it mean, were you supposed to think about Hoyeho V'yeya based on based on how it's written? No, let's stick with how it's written for now. Right, that Hashem is the eternal existent. He is forever. Right, and there's Kelel, he's the God of the whole Kone Shemayim V'aretz, Malki Tzedek says. Right? The creator of heavens and earth, and Elohim, the all-powerful, and many things about Hashem, but Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai is different. It's Adonim Shali, in Alpi, the rules of grammar. The master of me. And I think the Musar is very clear. It's very, it's a Madrega. A lot of people worship the idols made of Eitz Ve'Evin. So it's a Madrega to know there's one God who's El Elyon, who's greater than everything else in the world, who's Kone Shemayim V'aretz, who created the whole world. It's amazing to know there's Yudke Vavke, someone who exists, exists forever, or the Rambam exists necessarily, or all kinds of levels of philosophical Amkus, and controls everything, right? But all of that is missing. The Kotzker once had a Kedarka V'Kodesh, a sharp Ha'ara. He says there are some people who are so makvid on Echad, to be Marech, and to be Mamlech Hashem, on all the four corners of the earth, and all the eight levels of the seven heavens, and the Aretz, and they just forget one little detail, be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on themselves. And I think that's the point, that a lot of people might have figured out, Avram wasn't the first one to figure out that there was a one God, wasn't the first one to figure out there was creator heavens and earth, obviously Noach knew it. Right, remember the Mabel, who else did that? Who else did the Mabel? Who saved him from the Mabel? Obviously, Adam Arishon knew that, right? He met Hashem, who created the heavens and the earth. He was around at the time. Lots of people knew that, right? Obviously, Shem ben Noach knew that. But maybe, and for whatever reason, they knew it, but they didn't make it relevant to themselves. Shem's the master of everything. And it's pretty harmless. Kone Shemayim V'aretz. It's pretty harmless for me to realize that Hashem created the mountains and the valleys and the rivers and the supernova and, I don't know, the stars and the galaxies. Like, that's all very cheap because it doesn't affect my life, right? The chap is to take that abstract knowledge and make it relevant to me, the master of me. And Avram was the first person who was like, okay, and what's the nafkamina for me? Like, what does that mean my tafkid is in life? Not just what's true in the abstract philosophical sense and what's good to know and what's important yedios and what could come in handy someday if there's a mabul, it's good to know these things. But what does it mean for me every morning when I wake up? What difference does it make for me? And that's the point Mesillas Yesharim tells us, that there are some things that are obvious, but you have to chaz them again and again. So why? They're obviously you have to chaz them again and again. Why? Because you might forget them, so you have to make sure they're fresh in your memory? No, I think it means they're obvious and you'll remember them anyway. Because they're obvious that they're true, but you could easily forget to make them relevant to your everyday life. To make them and that's really That's, I think, the Chop of Avram. That's what he gave down to us. And passed down to us the idea of Judaism. And that's the Masorah of Avraham Avinu, that, number one, we have to believe the right things like Avraham, and not like the Ovdei Elilim. But that's not enough. The Ikar is to take what we know is true, to take the Dvarim Pshutin that we know is true, and things that we learn and we say every day since we're 5 years old, and like wake up in the morning and say, okay, and what does that mean? Like, if Hashem really is the God of the whole earth, and He really is my master, and He really did create me for a tafkid, like, what does it mean I have to do now different than everyone else in the world? And if we do that, then we're really not just descendants, but followers of Avraham Avinu, and we can continue the path of realizing His great destiny and bring the world to the place where it should be, Meher of Yamin.